dit moment hebben we al bepaalde wetten die de natuur beschermen. Waarom niet deze beter benutten of handhaven? Dus wat zou veranderen met de invoering van de rechten voor de natuur?
First and foremost, we are including the rights of nature, are recognizing the rights of nature in our constitution, and that is the mother of all law, the highest law possible in any country. And by doing so, we are also going to be working to implement further legislation that will complement the introduction and recognition of rights of nature in our constitution. What I want to also express that majority of our environmental laws or nature laws are also outdated. So they have been developed in years where they had to meet certain standards and certain criteria, but majority of them are outdated. And what we will do? Introduction of rights of nature, recognition of rights of nature in our constitution is the first step. We will have to elaborate and to change, modernize certain legislation that we have already, but also have to introduce new legislation. I'm talking about waste management, the environmental impact assessment. All of these are legislations that we are already drafting as the Ministry of Nature, and also working with the Directive of Nature and Environment. And all of these will help complement the recognition of rights of nature in our constitution. And on top of that, we are including the rights of nature in chapter 1 of our constitution. And whenever there is a law that contradicts our constitution, the judges will have to side with nature.